Hey, this is a dictation for patient Charles Henry, CharlesHenry. Date of birth is 7/22/55. Date of service 3/15/2022. Mr. Charles Henry, for follow-up visit on 3/15/2022, is here. He was last seen on 1/13/2022. He did not come since then for some personal reason. And apparently he reports that like the last time he is suffering from pain in the neck, right shoulder, lower back, and radiation to both front of the thighs, pain in both the hips, and as well as severe arthritis generalized in both hands, mostly rheumatoid arthritis. And his both the hips have been replaced, although the pain is still continuing. He requests some help in this area. Most of the radiation of the pain is to the left leg, more often than the right, posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. However, the numbness is not shooting down below the knee. All of these pains are reported to be between 8 and 9, and the patient is unable to carry out the ADLs or be able to sleep well. 20% pains are reported relieved. The patient has had a long history of being placed on narcotics for pain relief at American Pain Center, which closed, and now the patient is trying to come here for continuation of the opiates for pain relief. The ADLs that are affected, according to the patient, are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and sleep is affected, 7. In the system review, patient reports that he is not suffering from any headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, trouble sleeping, or any focus problem, memory problem. He denies any anxiety, depression, panic, PTSD. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing pain in the neck and the lower back, and no difficulty in walking is reported. He is able to walk without any cane. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine is reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. And last 30 days, patient pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is none. Substance abuse, patient reports alcohol to be using, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 157/112, pulse is 101, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 1/13/2022, dictation number 0130-019. Kindly use the general review, the spine, musculoskeleton and spine examination, as well as the extremities examination, if any. The patient has the same diagnosis, plan of care. The patient has not been injured in any automobile accident, only football accident, and that injured his hips a long time ago when he was a young man. His hips have been replaced, and I do not believe there is anything I can do about it. He has not seen any orthopedic surgeon in the last 2-3 years. Currently, he is on calcium carbonate, desonide ointment, diphenhydramine, hydrocodone, acetaminophen, that was last given on his last visit on January, and topicort, miprosine, and triamcinolone for his allergies. And request for medical records was sent to the Henry Ford Hospital, and a ER visit was reported, where he had a back pain for years, and more on the left side than the right, and also in the lateral hip and groin. The patient was seen at the Henry Ford Hospital. And patient was found to have a positive paraspinal tenderness, positive facet loading, and some tenderness in the left hip, and positive pain with internal external rotation, pain with hip flexion was noticed. This visit was in 2015. The patient continues to have a chronic pain after total replacement of the left hip joint, for which an orthopedic surgery is to be consulted. A lumbar spine X-ray showed facet arthropathy from L4 to S1. The X-ray of the hip showed unchanged appearance of bilateral hip arthroplasties, which are already done. And an MRI of the lumbar spine dated 5-4-2018 from Northland Radiology reports broad-based disc herniation at L2-3, L3-4, L4, L5, along with the flattening of the thecal sac and ligamentum hypertrophy, and flattening of thecal sac, neuroforamina encroachment. The findings were discussed with the patient. All the options were discussed, from physical therapy, chiropractor, acupuncture, to home therapy, yoga, and McKinsey exercises, and ongoing physical therapy was advised. A laser treatment was advised to the patient for hip. The patient has been advised to consider LESI with the steroid injection under fluoroscopy, time 4 to 6, to bring him symptomatic relief and avoid any surgery. The patient himself doesn't want any surgery. Regarding the pain in the neck and the shoulder, the patient has been ordered a MRI for his neck and the right shoulder immediately to find out further pathology, if anything bothering him. Once these MRIs are done, further update of the treatment plan will be conducted. For now, the patient is provided no pain medication. Since he discontinued coming since January, he is disqualified. He's been advised about marijuana certification and to grow marijuana in his home, because the marijuana is approved by the state of Michigan. Thank you.